Do I have new homework to start the year? Is that what we're going to talk about?
Well, you'll just have to wait until Zane gets home. But I think he'll be bringing home some paperwork today about a reading initiative that our school board actually adopted a resolution for in our December board meeting. And we are absolutely thrilled to talk to you today about 23 in 23.
I mean, childhood reading, fundamental to, I mean, it sets the baseline for everything that you're going to do. I mean, it is the key indicator. It's as a non-educator, but you know, I remember hearing a social worker, Vicki Garner, Guardian in the Ozarks. Vicki spent many years in the classroom, and she said you could walk in and you just knew based upon their reading, like how that was going to set a child off, you know, for all their future development and growth.
For future success and growth, absolutely. And our board and our superintendent understand, as well as our classroom teachers, they understand the importance of that. And so what we are doing is we're going to try to bring a little bit of fun back into reading. And we are asking, or we are encouraging all students to read based on their age. Parents will get home that flyer tonight, 23 and 23. It may be 23 minutes. It may be 23 picture books. Some of this will be happening at school. Some of it will actually be happening at home. Students who, it is kind of a challenge as well as an initiative, but students who complete this opportunity will actually be getting a pizza party sponsored by the Dales in Mountain Home.
Wow.
Yeah. So this will happen starting January 9th. So we'll begin this. There'll be a kickoff on January 9th. Kiddos will also be bringing home a reading log of sorts. And like I said, it's going to depend on the kids' age level as to what comes home. And so parents, I don't want to get too specific because I don't want parents to expect certain things. But
will we have a list?
You will. You'll
like
get exactly
a list
what
to choose from. And
well, you won't have specific books, but so your child, Heather, is in third grade. So he's going to be asked to read for 23 minutes for 23 days, 23 opportunities. And that'll happen between January 9th and March 17th. So you'll just record that 23 minutes of reading, initial it, and that'll go along with any other assignments that he has, not in addition to, but just along with. So hopefully some of that might happen at school, and the teacher may be able to initial that for you, let's say on a busy day, or at his flight crew, if he, you know, if your kiddo goes to aftercare, they can do
January's
that for you.
January's the perfect time to do it, because it's going to be, it's dark and cold and dreary. I'm doing the math real quick. I mean, basically, we have twice as many days as we have
you
books
sure
to read during that amount of time. So we can, I mean, we can spread that out. We can make this happen.
So we understand, you know, we don't want to downplay the importance of that explicit reading instruction that happens in the classroom. This is just an opportunity to enjoy opening up a book and reading with our families, with our kiddos, with their classmates. And
how can we help? How can the community get involved?
Well, that's where it kind of gets fun. On January 23rd, from 8 o'clock to 8:23, we are encouraging everyone to read for 23 minutes.
Okay.
Just like what we're asking our kids to do. So we're asking businesses, we're asking families, we're asking our retirees at home. We're asking everyone to just sit down, stop, and read. We'd love to have photographs of that. We'd love to have businesses jump in there and take pictures of, you know, just stop everything for just a few minutes. We would love to have our businesses, our retirees, and folks in our communities, you know, jump in there and do that with us. Challenge each other.
Take pictures, post them online.
We would love that. Yeah. We would love that.
You can take a picture and comment on the Mountain Home Bombers Facebook page at Bombers MH Facebook under the 23 in 23.